Texte numéro 99. Why I ditched my smartphone. US comedian Ari Shafir lost his smartphone and never replaced it. A recent report by UK regulator Ofcom claimed that 59% of Brits consider themselves to be hooked on their handsets, but not everybody is a slave to their smartphone. Ari Shafir is 15 minutes late for our interview. "I get lost a lot," he says, apologetically. He is in Scotland, performing at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. He couldn't map app his way to the BBC studio because, for the past 20 months, he has been without a smartphone. In December 2014, Shafir was growing concerned about the amount of time he was spending using his iPhone, especially on social media. "I was noticing a lot of distraction on my part, constantly checking social media, not to mention email and text," he says. "You need some of it for work, and the rest is distracting you from doing your work. If you post a photo on Instagram, you don't need to watch the people saying, 'Yeah, I like it.' People are constantly checking their likes." So when one evening he accidentally left his handset in the back of a taxi, he decided to go cold turkey. "The first 6 months were difficult. I felt withdrawal symptoms at first, kind of the way I felt when I quit smoking," he said. But he says he now sleeps better, talks to more people, and takes more interest in his surroundings as a smartphone-free individual, and jokes that he feels superior to his smartphone-absorbed friends. "I see myself as a sober alcoholic," he says. "A lot of my friends said, 'Just use the phone less.' But that's like walking around with a pack of cigarettes in your pocket and saying, 'Just don't smoke.'" An experimental psychologist at Oxford University thinks the comparison is a little strong. "There is no scientific evidence that smartphones are addictive in the clinical sense," he told the BBC. "But because they put so many possibilities at our fingertips, they are very attractive." Meanwhile, a young Canadian gave a TED Teen talk at the age of 18 about never owning a smartphone. Like many others, she argued that they stifle creativity. "Creativity was born out of necessity because I didn't have many things to play with," she said of her childhood. Should the smartphone industry be worried? An analyst testifies. "The smartphone has become part of the fabric of today's society. It is the most prolific consumer electronics device on the planet, and it seems most people can't live without one. And we've now reached a point that there are more smartphones than people in the UK." Adapted from bbc.com, August 2016.